Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Charles Solomon, Wade Major, and Amy Nicholson. First up, Wonder Woman 1984, returning Gal Gadot in the title role. Patty Jenkins directs. Wade.
I think this is a terrific film. It's not equal to the previous Wonder Woman, but what can be. So it understands it has to be something different, and it tries to be a little more conventional in an original way by giving the Chris Pine character the fish out of water role as opposed to Wonder Woman. I liked it a lot.
Wonder Woman 1984, Amy.
It's quite playful. I mean, the CGI action sequences are eye-rolling, especially the one that opens the film. But once you get past that, it has such a joy and a light. And I love seeing Chris Pine. I love Chris Pine's fanny packs. And I like that they figured out how to work within Gal Gadot's acting to make her Wonder Woman a person who just intimidates everybody and makes Kristen Wiig as her sidekick here nervous.
Wonder Woman 1984, rated PG-13, in theatrical release. Check your local listings and streaming on HBO Max. The Disney Pixar animated film Soul stars Jamie Foxx, Pete Docter, and Kemp Powers are the director and co-director, respectively. Charles.
A lovely, warm film from Pete Docter, who brought us Up and Inside Out, that explores ideas about where do our personalities and where do our interests come from. The visual look is original, just a charming film with a great jazz score.
Amy.
Yeah, it's such a great story about how we should appreciate the life that we have while we get to have it. Ton in an animation style that I think just breaks the physical space and lines. I really appreciate the way it's designed.
Soul, Wade.
I have only a few kind of persnickety issues with the script, which I don't think works perfectly, but its heart is so in the right place, and the message is so well placed, and it's so beautifully done that any complaints I have are easily forgiven.
Soul's rated PG. You can see it on Disney Plus. And the crime comedy Promising Young Woman stars Carey Mulligan, written and directed by Emerald Fennell. Amy.
Promising Young Woman just won LAFCA's Best Actress and Best Script. I highly recommend it. It looks like a playful, colorful version of I Spit on Your Grave, one of the rape revenge films, but it's really much darker about that and about the limits of restitution and revenge. It's a tremendous work.
Wait, quick thought.
I agree completely, and I think Jordan Peele gets to own a lot of the success of this film because he showed us how to make elevated genre films.
So nice that the LA Film Critics honored Gary Mulligan's performance. Promising Young Woman is rated R, and it's in theatrical release. Check your local listings. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, wishing you a terrific holiday week.